He has covered the NFL since 1999, and he is in his 11th season covering the Broncos. He writes and analyzes for DenverBroncos.com and contributes to 850 KOA Radio. He has written for The Sporting News, CBSSports.com, and The New York Times, and recently wrote a book titled Tales from the Broncos Sidelines. He's named the Bronconator as the beneficiary in his life insurance policy. His name is Andrew Mason, and it is time to face the mace.
Hi, I'm Brad Post, and welcome to Face the Mace, the trivia game that's sweeping the country, Broncos country. Now, we've invited self-proclaimed Broncos trivia nuts to come and face off against Andrew Mason, the Broncos independent analyst, in a trivia game. Now, the Mace is an amazing encyclopedia of Broncos trivia, and these questions are going to be hard. So can anyone take down Andrew? We're going to find out on Face the Mace. Now it's time to meet our contestants. Okay, so we've got a little something special for you today. Well, let's just go ahead and meet our contestants. Okay, so as you can see, we've got two contestants instead of one, and they just happen to be Denver Broncos cheerleaders. Today we have Emily and Gia. Emily was growing up as a little girl, wanted to be an NFL running back. So she got close, but, you're on the field during games. That's pretty good.
It is, absolutely. Still on the sidelines, but sides didn't have me yet. The best, so I kind of got beat out by that.
That's right. Well, you know, you can only do with work with what you have. So she also mentions that her family is season ticket holders and they're South Standers, so you know they're serious.
Absolutely.
And she also wanted to make sure we mentioned that in the playoff game last year, it was so cold that she put her gloves on, but then we started to lose, so she had to take them off again, and she braved the freezing weather. What was it, like 16 degrees or something like that?
Yep, I guess you could say I took one for the team.
She took one for the team, and we got the win. So that was the important part. And then we have Gia, who has a little bit of football background. Her dad played for CSU and also the Bucks as a running back.
Correct.
And then her mother also cheered for the Bucks while they were there. And she says her dog is named Denver.
He is.
What kind of dog is it?
Black Lab.
Oh,
I got
perfect.
Him week one of NFL 2012.
All right, well. So as you can see, we've got a couple of Broncos cheerleaders here, but they're serious about their football and their football trivia. How do you guys think you're going to do?
We're very excited. Yeah, we definitely had our studying time in, and so we can't wait to take on the Mace.
All right. Well, I say let's get to it. You guys ready?
Ready as we'll ever be.
All right, here we go. Okay, you guys have seen the show, so you know how it works. But with two of you here, it's a little bit different. So you guys can confer a little bit before you answer, and then we'll move on. So are you guys ready?
We're ready.
All right. Well, now it's time to face the mace. This Denver Bronco lettered 4 seasons in basketball at his alma mater, setting school records for games played, career wins, and field goal percentage.
Julius Thomas?
Correct. This Broncos player holds the record for most games played with the team.
I know that at least Mecklenburg didn't miss a game for 10 years, so Mecklenburg.
Jason Elam. This current player holds the Denver Broncos and NFL record for the most receptions in a game.
Yeah, or no? Do you not agree with me?
Yeah, that's true.
Demaryius Thomas?
No, it's Brandon Marshall.
What college did Denver Broncos Ring of Famer Shannon Sharpe attend?
Ooh, I know this one. Savannah State.
Correct.
The Broncos have had consecutive home sellout seasons dating back to what year?
Okay, then you make a guess on that one. Because that's what I would do. Go for it.
85.
This was, to be fair, it's before either of you were born, 1970. Who was the first non-uniformed member of the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame?
Non-uniformed.
Was not a player.
Mm-hmm. Phipps.
Correct.
Peyton Manning received permission to wear number 18 from what Ring of Famer?
Frank Chipuka.
Very nice.
What college did former Broncos player Odell Berry attend?
Just say that.
Florida.
Nope. Findlay in Ohio. You didn't ever get that.
Yeah, nope.
Findlay, Florida.
Which Broncos safety was inducted into the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame in 2005?
Okay,
Jackson.
Steve Atwater. Okay. who led the 1999 Denver Broncos in sacks.
I'm just totally guessing this one, but he's not even in the right year. But Lynch?
Nope.
So you guys got four, which isn't bad. There were a couple tough questions in here, and obviously some of these things are way before your time as Broncos cheerleaders and even on this planet. So not too bad. I have a feeling that's not enough to beat Mace, but we're going to find out, and we've got a special sort of surprise for Mason when he's answering questions. So you guys stick around. Now it's time to bring Mace in. Okay, so Mace, you're back. It's your turn. As you know, we brought in a couple cheerleaders, so a little bit different. What do you think of that competition?
Well, I mean, it's the first time I've ever gone up against a tag team on this, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's two minds against one, but we've got quite a mind here, so we'll see how Andrew does. There's one other little tidbit. We're going to have the girls come in as you answer questions, so a little bit more pressure for you.
Oh, this just got really interesting.
Yeah, a little bit of distraction. We'll see if you can handle it. Okay, are you ready?
Let's go.
It's time to face the Mace. This Denver Bronco lettered four seasons in basketball as alma mater, setting school records for games played, career wins, and field goal percentage.
Julius Thomas.
Correct. This Broncos player holds the record for most games played with the team.
Jason Neal.
Correct. Girls, we need to work. He's on a roll here. Which current player holds the Denver Broncos and NFL record for most receptions in a game?
Brandon Marshall.
Correct. What college did Denver Broncos Ring of Famer Shannon Sharpe attend?
Savannah State.
Correct. The Broncos have had consecutive home sellout seasons dating back to what year?
1970.
Correct. Who was the first non-uniformed member of the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame?
Gerald Phipps.
Correct. Peyton Manning received permission to wear number 18 from which Ring of Famer?
Frank Trpucca.
Correct. What college did former Broncos player Odell Berry attend?
Georgia.
I had a feeling we'd get him on this one. Findlay in Ohio. You know, not to be confused with other Findlays. Who led the 1999 Denver Broncos in sacks?
1999. Neil Smith.
Wrong. Trevor Price. Which Broncos safety was inducted into the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame in 2005?
Steve Atwater.
Correct. Okay, so he got eight. The girl got four. So he doubled you, but he didn't answer them all. There was a couple that you guys didn't answer that he didn't know either. So great job, Mace. Another win. Thanks, girls, for coming in. And we'll see you next time on Face the Mace.
Do you think you have what it takes to face the Mace? Contact us at denverbroncos.com/facethemace.